Hachette Audio presents The Interaction Field, the revolutionary new way to create shared value for businesses, customers, and society. Written by Eric Joachimsthaler. Read by Jason Culp. Introduction. For most of my career, which spans four decades, the conventional wisdom about a company's ability to create value was that it comes in the form of competitive advantage, differentiation, and growth, usually evaluated in terms of tangible assets, revenue, and profit. In today's digital age, characterized not only by networks, but by data-driven technologies, including artificial intelligence, AI, machine learning, and soon quantum computing, we have to think differently about how businesses create value. The interaction field describes a new phenomenon that is just emerging and can be glimpsed in a handful of wildly successful companies, such as Alibaba, Apple, Netflix, Google, and Amazon. It can also be found in some traditional businesses, from farming to fashion. Interaction field companies thrive on the participation in value creation by many different groups: the company itself, its customers, suppliers, partners, and other stakeholders, as well as other entities you might not expect to see in the mix, such as competitors, observers, independent researchers, and government agencies. By participating in these interconnected groups, interaction field companies can achieve a kind of unstoppable momentum and wild expansion that I call velocity. It is a new form of multidimensional, constantly accelerating, explosive, and smart growth that goes far beyond the traditional measures of sales increase, profit, or market capitalization. Velocity sounds complicated, perhaps, but nothing's uncomplicated in this era of disruption, so let me simplify it with a metaphor. If you live in New York City, as I do, you quickly learn about the power of velocity just from trying to get around town. If you step out of a taxi on the wrong side of the car at the wrong moment, for example, you may step into the path of an oncoming bus and be killed instantly. Get out the other side, and you risk an early demise from a bicyclist bombing toward you at top speed. Now, that seems counterintuitive. A bike and a rider can be just as deadly as a loaded bus that weighs 10 tons or more? For sure. The bus gets you with mass. The bike gets you with velocity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?